On a beautiful Arizona Saturday, good morning. We're talking bees. You had mentioned the colony collapse disorder and that you don't see that in the Africanized bees. Well, that aside, what is it? And what colonies or types of bees does it affect the most?
You know, it seems like the bees get the wrong, they get the pheromone that tells them to swarm off. And what they're doing is, this is just what we've figured at this point, because we've had a few European hives that did it, and we couldn't understand it. The queen was still inside the hive. There were about 50 bees in there, but we couldn't figure out where the rest of it went. First thing we thought was somebody poisoned the hive. And then I seen it happen one time where they all took off. I said, oh, they're swarming. They never went anywhere. Usually on a swarm, the queen bee flies probably 20, 30 yards, and she lands, and then they all beard up around her. Didn't happen. They just all went in every different direction. I think they get the wrong signal, and they just vacate the hive. There's no other way to explain it. You know, what the bees have, you see them cut them open and look at them under a microscope, and they've got parasites living inside of them where their brain's at, which isn't very big. And the different poisons that have been pumped into them for the last 70 years, that now they're finally saying, oh, yeah, this does affect the bees. When they're out pollinating and they spray the fields, they're spraying them with an insecticide. Well, what's a bee? You know, it's not a bird, it's a bug. So you're spraying it with the same thing that kills what you're trying to keep off the trees. So I think what's happened is we've weakened them to the point where the genetics aren't there anymore to tell them what they need to do. Most of the time with bees, it's either vibration or pheromone. Like when they do a little shake dance, which they've actually, the guy got a Nobel Prize for finding this, where the bees will actually say what direction and where something's at when they fly to a flower. And the pheromones are stuff that we smell all the time when we're working the bees. And it's how a queen can keep control of 75,000 bees in a hive. Different things need to happen. Certain things need to go on. It's all done that way. When you lose that type of communication, I would have to imagine that many bees being confused is a collapse.
Now, a healthy hive is something admired by the greatest militaries out there. Everyone's got their role and executes it. Mm-hmm. What are all the different roles in the hive?
Well, you've got your worker bees. You've got your you got the ones that protect the hive, the ones that sit up front. You even have bees that fly off and collect water, and they'll sit at the very front of the hive, and they'll fan their wings. You've got ones that just sit there and do that all day long. You've got the nurse bees that are inside taking care of the nursery, taking care of the brood. You've got the bees inside that take the honey from the workers and convert it into what you have inside the cone. And then you've got the drones, which are kind of that cousin that doesn't have a job. All they pretty much do is beg for honey, and they will breed with the queens when they're born. And it's usually how we can tell when we have a sick queen, when there's more drones than there is anything else, because an unbred queen will lay nothing but male eggs. All the bees in the hive are mostly, they're all the females. They're just sterile. So that's probably why they get mad when we go mess with their house. You know, I don't know any woman that likes you to come in there and make a mess. But that's pretty much the way the bees are. You know, the drones mate with the other queens. They won't mate with the same queen. And you get all those different bees. And we've had bees where we'll remove the cone and we won't take them off of it and they won't leave it. And we'll put them inside our van and they stay put. And the rest of them are in a little suction cage that we put them in. We have the bees that are usually towards the end of their life cycle that will go on the attack mode, and those are the killer. That's the ones that they call the killer bees. And what happens is they're at the end of their life cycle, and the hive is under attack, so they kind of take a suicide pact, and they're going to come after you and sting you. And it kills them afterwards. They die after they sting. That's pretty much...
When you say the end of their life cycle, what is the life expectancy?
About 30 days. About 30 days is usually what it is. And, we found it between 3 to 4 weeks. Depends really on how close you are to other animals that eat them and how close you are to a road, because they don't move out of the way for a car. You get them on your windshield all the time. I'm sure there's people that drive up and down Pinnacle Peak now where we've got our apiary at, and they'll wonder why they've got a bunch of yellow spots on their windshield now that they didn't have before.
All of Eric's bees.
Yeah, poor things. And... you know, with what we found with the bees is the ones that take the suicide pack, for some reason, they will fly around till they drop from exhaustion till they find somebody to sting. So that's why we do most of our work at night.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.